Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report from Frontier District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So there are a lot of things going on now with summer and fairs, and you're just going to kind of give us an update on everything.
I am. Of course, yes, we're really in the thick of fairs, and of course, all of our agents are busy with other programs and activities as well. But I want to share just kind of a brief overview or some highlights from the past couple months from a director standpoint. And then maybe certainly we'll talk a little bit about fairs as well. But I know I shared this prior to it occurring, and I think even afterwards, but just a little bit more information, a reminder about our sessions that we held toward the end of May, and we brought together 50 of our board members, our program development committee members who serve as advisories, our 4-H volunteers, our master gardeners, and community members, and our stakeholders across the Frontier District, as well as our faculty and staff. So we participated in, there were three separate conversations about the Next Generation Strategic Plan through, of course, Kansas State University, and really how we can apply that across the state in terms of extension and deliver on the promise to provide more resources, support, services to the people across our state. So we had a great turnout. Again, we had 50 attend those sessions. That's a combination of all three of them. And some of the key themes that came out from our sessions here were technology, of course, the use of technology, maybe the negative effects of technology, as well as some of the positive things. And education was a big one, looking at our educational system, and then also communication. How do we communicate our impact, our work, what resources are available to our stakeholders across the state? Some of the critical issues that were identified, and again, these were identified across the state, but certainly here in the Frontier District, they were housing, child care, health care, mental health, our aging population, and our workforce. So some of the key takeaways for me as a director is that communication piece. We need to continue to build awareness about our services, our resources, the impact that we make across our Frontier District, and then ultimately, of course, across the state. So raise visibility, again, demonstrate our impact. They talked a lot about relationships, and relationships are the core of what we do. So we build partnerships, collaborations across our district. We could not do this alone, the work that we do. We could not do this alone. We rely on volunteers as well. And so we need to continue to build and nurture those relationships. And I talked about this just a bit ago, but our partnerships and collaboration, again, building our local and regional partnerships to meet the challenges in our communities. We cannot do this work alone, and so we need to continue to work with our partners and build those collaborations as well. I want to share one other thing that I think was very positive and something that we will do across all three counties in our district, and that was that we held an Ottawa Chamber coffee. It was the end of June, June 28th, a Friday morning. I was a bit worried about the attendance at the Chamber coffees just because it's summertime and people are on vacation and everything. But we had a wonderful turnout of Chamber members, business owners, of course, community members interested. And I would say we probably had 40 to 50 people there, which if you know our office, we don't have a lot of space there. But again, I thought it was important to bring people into our office to see kind of what we do. We have some publications, which we've been known for, and of course you can access those online, but just to show people the variety of topics and information that we have related to anything that they might think of and need help and resources. But I gave a short overview of extension, history of extension, and then each one of our agents, which we have 7 agents, and they provided a short overview of one of the programs or some of the services that we provide. And Judy, it was really a really positive event for us, and I think for the community too, because when we finished up, of course, people stuck around and had conversations with our staff, asked questions, and provided, you know, some feedback and comments about, I just had no idea the breadth of what you do And of course, we just kind of scratched the surface because we could spend a lot of time talking about what we do, but we really wanted to show them some of the things that we do. And I'll just end with, you know, we try to do our best with sharing that information. You know, you're so great here on KOFO to share that information for us when we host events and programs and activities. We use social media as well, but we provide a quarterly impact report. And just in 2023, we also provide an annual report. So if you are interested in that information, I'd love to add you to our mailing list. We send it out electronically. It just gives you a kind of an overview of all of the things that have been going on in the Frontier District. And I think most people would be amazed. Again, we have 16 team members across three different offices, but we all travel as well because we are here to serve the people in Anderson, Franklin, and Osage counties.
That just sounds wonderful. And I think if people receive those publications, they would be surprised at all that you do and all that's available. And they would say, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was possible.
Yes.
So that's, you certainly stay busy.
Yes, we do.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Meredith Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent, Caitlin Barthol.